From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama will sign a tax cut package this afternoon, sealing a compromise he struck with Republicans while angering members of his own party. As NPR's Andrea Seabrook recaps, the legislation extends Bush-era tax cuts to everyone, including, controversially, the wealthiest Americans, as the GOP wanted, and it gives the president what he wanted, an extension of unemployment insurance for millions of Americans.
This is a compromise that was hard-fought on both the President Obama and the Republicans' part right before a new era of divided government in America. And it may be the way we see things happen in the future. And so I think nobody was overjoyed and everybody got something, and it was a compromise.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook. As the year draws to a close, the economy is gaining momentum. Last month, the Conference Board's gauge of leading economic indicators rose more than 1%, an increase not seen since March. PNC Financial Stuart Hoffman says a private research group's findings really encouraging.
Numbers like this on the leading indicators suggest stronger economic growth and stronger company sales and stronger productivity in manufacturing will lead to jobs.
This report comes on top of positive news this week on new jobless claims, housing, and retail sales. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says he's more afraid of being extradited to the U.S. than Sweden, where he's accused of sexual assault against two women. Today in Britain, Assange told reporters that he feared a secret U.S. grand jury probe was underway against him and his organization for leaking large amounts of classified information that he says the public had a right to see. Much of Europe is grappling with the latest wave of logistical headaches from a winter freeze not usually seen this time of year in parts of the continent. As Larry Miller reports from London, it's putting a real damper on Christmas plans.
For Britain, the weather forecast goes like this.
Hello, the heavy snow is again causing some atrocious traveling conditions. The worst effect.
Highways are under heavy snow in Scotland, with one motorist in Aberdeen reporting 5 hours to drive 4 miles. 8 inches of snow in Germany blocked highways and grounded hundreds of flights, causing major delays. In Frankfurt, more than 1,000 passengers slept in the airport overnight. Cancellations, too, at Dutch and Swiss airports. Many UK online retailers say they won't be able to deliver packages in time for Christmas. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The European Union's foreign policy chief warns the bloc is losing influence in the United States. In Catherine Ashton's first report to EU leaders today, the U.S. is cited for increasingly seeking partnerships in other parts of the world to further its own foreign policy objectives. Investors' worries about the debt crisis in Europe affecting stocks. Dow's down 24 to 11,475. This is NPR News. France has given the incumbent president of its former colony, Ivory Coast, until the end of the week to stand down or face sanctions. NPR's Afabia Quist-Arkton has more on the political standoff.
France, the former colonial power in Ivory Coast, has troops here under UN peacekeeping command. President Nicolas Sarkozy says European Union nations are unanimous that Laurent Gbagbo should hand over power or face an assets freeze and visa ban. Sarkozy says Gbagbo is responsible for transforming one of Africa's most stable nations into one where innocent people are shot in the streets by the president's supporters. He noted international courts exist to deal with such crimes. Sarkozy was referring to deaths during yesterday's march organized by followers of Alassane Ouattara, who was proclaimed winner of last month's disputed presidential vote by Ivory Coast Election Commission. Ofer Biakwistankton, NPR News, Abidjan.
Nigerian charges against former Vice President Dick Cheney and Halliburton are dropped. A spokesman for Nigeria's Anti-Graft Commission has announced a settlement, although the details of that plea agreement have not been disclosed. Cheney and several officials connected to his former company, Halliburton, and former subsidiary, KBR, were named in a case involving reports of hefty bribes. The public is getting dibs on rare toys that are pricey enough to stun even Santa. Today, Sotheby's will auction toys estimated to draw anywhere from $3 million to $5 million. They were collected by the late Malcolm Forbes and his sons over nearly 40 years. The collection includes toy soldiers, boats, and board games such as a handmade Monopoly from 1933. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.